Dear friends, good evening and welcome back to the last talk in the virtual popular talk series organized by National Remote Sensing Center during World Space Week 2020. I invite Dr. T.V.S. Uday Bhaskar, Head Training, Program Planning and Management Group, Indian National Center for Ocean Information Services, INCOIS, Hyderabad, for his talk on Satellites for Ocean.
We all know that water forms the basis for life. Presence of water makes Earth unique among all the planets. Since long, many ocean explorers have been measuring the ocean and many of its parameters. These measurements hardly covered any significant regions and are often confined to specific points in ocean. Mapping the ocean became very easy ever since satellites came into existence. Satellites are amazing tools for observing the Earth and the ocean that covers more than 70% of our planet. Satellites can see the sea in ways that are otherwise impossible. By remotely sensing from their orbits above the Earth, satellites provide us much more information than would be possible to obtain solely from the surface. These days, satellites are extensively used to measure many ocean parameters like temperature, salinity, wind, sea surface height, chlorophyll, water clarity, oil spills, etc., among others. There are many Indian and foreign satellites which are used to measure various ocean parameters. These measured parameters are used for many day-to-day mundane applications. Knowing the ocean surface temperature can tell scientists a lot about what's happening in and around the ocean. Temperature changes influence the behavior of fish, can cause the bleaching of corals, and affect weather along the coast. Surface temperature data also reveals the patterns of water circulation. Temperature and chlorophyll gradients are used to identify areas of abundant fish in the ocean. Regions where cold and warm water meet is known to be suitable habitat for fish. This place where cold and warm water meets results in nutrients coming to the surface, which is fed by fish. These regions, in conjunction with regions of abundant chlorophyll, are the best source of fish. Such regions are marked as potential fishing zones and are provided to fishermen for obtaining good fish catch, reducing their search time and thereby saving fuel. The water clarity measured by ocean color satellite is used to identify commercially viable species of fish like tuna. Knowing the state of sea or ocean is very important for many applications like offshore operations, ship navigation, and also to all those people venturing into the sea. Wind measured by satellites is used to run a host of models which predict the state of sea for next 3 to 5 days. This wind data is also useful to know the occurrence of extreme events like depressions, cyclones, and supercyclones that form over the ocean. The wind data is extremely useful to track the movement of cyclone and also to know the possible regions of landfall for alerting a coastal population. The wind data from satellite is also used to predict and warn about high waves along the coast and provide this information to all people venturing into the sea for fish catch, offshore oil extraction, etc. Sea surface height is yet another data measured by altimeter satellites, which is extremely useful for identifying both cold and warm core eddies. These eddies are in turn used for identifying the productive regions where abundant fish are available. The long-term sea surface height data from satellite is also useful for studying the rise in sea level owing to climate change. This data is also used to observe currents or the movement of water from one region to other owing to changes in density of water parcels. Stacked sea surface height data can also be used to know the sea floor topography. Oil spills which can happen in ocean due to ships can also be detected using satellite data. The most common means for oil spill remote sensing is to use passive observations of sea surface to detect and map oil spills. Once the source of oil spill is identified, models can be used to know its movement and alert the regions where this oil spill might head towards. Recent addition to parameters being measured by satellite is ocean surface salinity. Surface salinity data from these satellites is useful measurement which can provide insights into water cycle operations and its long-term changes. Finally, satellites providing ocean data may also be used jointly with other sources of data from various sensors. For example, marine mammals such as sea turtles and seals can be fitted with transmitters that relay information about their location to orbiting satellites. Similar technology is also used for human search and rescue. Hence, satellites are indispensable tools for mapping the ocean surface, which are used in our day-to-day activities and are needed for our survival on this planet. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Uday Bhaskar, for a wonderful talk. Before I conclude this virtual talk series, Team Outreach wish to thank Director NRSC, DD Management Systems Area NRSC for guidance and support to organize this program. My special thanks are due to Director VSSC, Director LPSC, Director Shar, and Director INCOIS for giving lead speakers from their centers. My special thanks are due to Dr. R.R. Navalgund and Dr. Prakash Chauhan for accepting my request and delivering a wonderful talk. We wish to thank all the speakers, Dr. Ashish Goyal, Dr. Shanit, Ms. Ashwati Krishnan, Mr. Chellathurai, Mr. Subbarao, Ms. Uma Devi, Mr. Vinod Bhotle, and Mr. Uday Bhaskar for delivering wonderful talks. Thanks are also due to all the listeners of World Space Week 2020 popular audio talk series on Satellite Improves Life. Program of this nature, where continuous broadcast took place over 5 days and the contents were uploaded on NRSC website, is not possible without the support from NRSC website content management team and all who did the job meticulously to provide the content in timely manner. Also, the team technical services division deserve special mention for broadcasting the program twice a day at perfect timings. Thank you very much. Thank you one and all. This is Rajshree Bhotle signing off from this audio talk series 2020. Goodbye and Jai Hind.